This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was little, there were brownies and then Girl Scouts. And I went to 12 schools. So my stint in brownies was a very short one, because once you switch schools, it's really hard to keep going to new troops. And then Girl Scouts, just the same. So I think I was in brownies for a few months, Girl Scouts in a few months, so I never got to really have that whole experience. And I never sold Girl Scout cookies. I don't think I was in the Girl Scouts long enough to do that. Now, Girl Scout cookies back then, for some reason, didn't really taste that good to me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I really like chocolate. Or I like chocolate chip. Just get me a good chocolate chip cookie. Oreos were okay. I guess I liked Oreos, but oh my gosh, I love chocolate chips. So you know the cookie I liked? The cookie I liked also were those animal cookies that had the pink or white frosting and those little dot candies. They're not animal crackers, but they look like some sort of animal crackers were good too. But they were this box that had, oh, I don't know if it was, I forget, it had all sorts of mothers, maybe? I forget, but it had frosting-covered cookies. And I'm like, okay, now we're talking. So when it was time to buy Girl Scout cookies, there was no chocolate chip. Just get me chocolate chip. Well, apparently Girl Scout cookies are kind of being undersold. And in fact, we're being told that nearly $3 million worth of Girl Scout cookies have been sitting in an Atlanta area warehouse because, unfortunately, the pandemic has crushed local troops' traditional sales opportunities. Now, what used to happen for decades is these little girls would walk around the neighborhood, knock on strangers' doors, and say, "Will you buy some cookies?" Hopefully the neighbors wouldn't abduct him, do anything like that. Parents started to stand outside or go with them, or moms especially would maybe, you know, be at a lemonade type stand where these girls could sell cookies. And isn't it just ridiculous that the world turned into a place where a girl trying to sell Girl Scout cookies could risk abduction and murder and rape? It's horrible. But the whole Girl Scout cookie sale format ended up moving online. And one of my friend's kids was pitching buying Girl Scout cookies online. I think actually the last box of Girl Scout cookies I bought was from one of my colleagues whose daughter was selling them, and he came around to everybody, and you know, you don't want to tick off one of your colleagues, so you bought a couple boxes. You know, you thought it would please them and stuff like that, so you bought a couple boxes. And then I would just, you know, give them to the staff because I didn't like the taste of a lot of the cookies. So, Girl Scout cookies really need to up their game with, unfortunately, you know, some of the, you know, tastes. They just, I don't know, they seem dry. Maybe it's because they're really fresh chocolate cookies. But apparently, in Atlanta, most troops rely on that revenue for programming. So there are 720,000 boxes of cookies sitting unsold in the Alpharetta warehouse, according to Girl Scouts of Greater Atlanta CEO Amy Dossett told WSB-TV. They said if you stacked up all those boxes of cookies, there are actually enough boxes of cookies here in Atlanta to go all the way around the I-285. All the proceeds stay local, so when we have fewer boxes of cookies sold, it means fewer scholarships for families in need, fewer resources to support Girl Scouting for all our girls in the community. Now, the one thing that I really, really like about the Girl Scout cookie sort of program is having been in fundraising for years, it's really hard to ask people to give money. Give money, give money. In fact, one of my prior students, his child, his five-month-old, one of a twin, has a genetic liver cancer. We're worried the second twin could have it too, and we're raising money for the first twin that's about to go on chemotherapy. And they're doing genetic testing to see if the second twin is okay. But, you know, and, you know, so I'm asking for people to donate. It's really, and if you guys can, it's on my Twitter, it's on my Facebook, it's Help Little Parker. Anything you guys could give would be amazing. But, you know, the one thing I like about what the Girl Scout cookies, Girl Scout program, cookie program has done is at least they're fundraising by you getting something. It's a lot easier to sell yummies and then raise money. And so, I support. If somebody wants me to buy Girl Scout cookies, I'll do it, even if I don't like the taste. Online cookie sales are up 150% this year, but they can't do their in-person marketing tactics. And who knows what's going to happen post-COVID. People don't like to answer the door, and not to mention even with safety issues. Most people don't answer the door, even with Amazon. It's like, leave the package outside. Just leave the package. People are having less people contact for safety from COVID, safety from violence. And so, you know, the idea of being able to see what your community is doing and what your youth is doing and how they're trying to be involved in society. We want these young kids to be active in their community. You know, one thing I wish more schools did is have more kids do community service. But it can't be a, all right, you guys are mandated to do community service. It has to be, guys, pick something you're passionate about. Make it a project. Make it your own. This is going to be your thing. We're not going to force you to do something. But look how cool that would be. And it'd be very interesting to see what kids do. Those who want the easy way out might not do much. But there are some kids, man, they want to save their city. And it's fantastic to see that enthusiasm. They want to raise money for all the poor and the homeless and all that. So anyway, so the cookies don't expire until September. So apparently people are trying to do fire sales to get that this warehouse. I'm sure there's going to be some big benefactor that'll probably buy a bunch of them. So there's a bunch of cookies that can unfortunately go to waste. We definitely don't want any food going to waste, especially if it's a cookie. But it's just amazing how the COVID pandemic has kind of altered the way many of us can do not only our business, but also our fundraising, our community outreach, and our childhood development and support for the community. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Some of you listen to our show live. Love it. Some of you listen delayed, but you can still call in and we will answer your question on the next live show. So let's go to the call-in line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. This is Patricia, the retired medical assistant. I've called you before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running a small fever for about 3 days. I was wondering, is that kind of an indication of the virus? I called my pharmacy, and they have that hydrochloroquine, but I can't get my doctor to prescribe it. Have you been prescribing that? Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So the hydroxychloroquine. Okay. First of all, I'm glad you called. Having a fever for 3 days, it could be a symptom of COVID.
Unfortunately, fevers can come from a variety of things. Fevers could come from a UTI. Fevers could come from a tooth abscess. Fevers could come from a bacterial infection, like a sinus infection or strep throat. But it looks like if you are calling from Nevada, then Nevada, we've been starting to see a little bit of an uptick, which we're going to kind of talk about. I would definitely recommend that you get tested for COVID. Now, in terms of prescribing hydroxychloroquine, there are doctors throughout the country prescribing it. In Nevada, if I remember, you're a medical assistant that lives in a retired medical nurse or nurse who lived in Nevada. Governor Sisolak put a ban on prescribing hydroxychloroquine for COVID. So I don't believe any Nevada doctor would write hydroxychloroquine for COVID. Now, there was a lot of debate on that because there was a lot of debate surrounding hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, although some studies showed that it helped, other studies showed that it could possibly induce some cardiac arrhythmias, some heart issues. And in fact, one person in New York possibly died after having a telemedicine visit, and the doctor through telemedicine prescribed the hydroxychloroquine. And so the underlying problem that we have here is when somebody thinks they have COVID, they're being told just wait, watch and wait. And the average person wants to be proactive. They want to take a medicine and start treating it. That's why I believe Merck is working on a medication, an oral antiviral pill. Remember, Facebook blocked me because I put a post saying I was going to be on the news talking about a possible oral antiviral pill, and I don't know why they thought that was fake news. It's been all over the news. I think even Pfizer is working on an oral medication. Pfizer, I think, let me see here. And again, I don't want Facebook to censor me, but apparently Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says he believes their company's oral antiviral therapeutic will be ready by the end of the year. So what people want is an oral antiviral. Hydroxychloroquine helps from the anti-inflammatory standpoint. We don't call it necessarily an anti-inflammatory like we would do Motrin, but the hydroxychloroquine was believed to help because it might prevent the quote-unquote cytokine storm that would ensue when COVID takes over and causes and kind of triggers the lungs to flood with inflammatory cells and then fluid, and people unfortunately have trouble breathing and go into respiratory failure. Simon Conway, radio host, and I'm going to be on his show a little bit later today, and WHO WHO Radio in Des Moines, Iowa, his doctor gave him hydroxychloroquine. He came in, had COVID, previous heart condition. Doctor gave him hydroxychloroquine. He was fine. So that's why it's very highly debatable. A lot of doctors are like, why can't we write it? But because of any concerns that could be in terms of possible side effects, the FDA has to be cautious. So the FDA and CDC have not given the green light for hydroxychloroquine. Many people think part of the blame could have been because President Trump had brought it up and touted it. And so people think that if you use hydroxychloroquine, you'll be pro-Trump, which I think is ridiculous. We need to keep politics out of it. I mean, if Trump saw a study and that study exists, it's a study. This doesn't mean, you are one political party or another. But I don't see a lot of enthusiasm in studying that drug because, unfortunately, it got so highly politicized, and it shouldn't have. I mean, we practically, quote-unquote, canceled a medicine. And one thing I had brought up earlier in my show, which we don't have data on, is can somebody take a look at all the people on hydroxychloroquine for their lupus or other autoimmune condition, and did they get severe COVID? Did the hydroxychloroquine help and provide any protection? If it didn't, then it's an easy study. Anybody who's on hydroxychloroquine, raise your hand. And looking at the months pre-vaccine, did you get COVID? If you did get COVID, how bad was it? And just look at the numbers. If they're sample size follows the same statistical distribution as the average population in terms of hospitalizations and needing ventilatory support, then that could kind of signify that hydroxychloroquine didn't do much. assuming they took it regularly. But if it shows that the majority of people on it did well, it should be studied. So I'm going to leave it up to the research guys if it's worth looking at. So now, what do you do, and we've discussed this, what do you do if you have COVID? Well, that's the thing. You know, there's a lot of online sites saying take this much zinc and this much vitamin D and this much vitamin C. CDC still has not given the okay or the thumbs up for any sort of oral supplementation. And one of my patients, or one of the patients on telemedicine that had come to me in my queue, asked, you know, why is that? Why aren't we giving people recommendations for vitamin C and D and vitamin B? Well, publicly, it's a little tricky. Because in terms of telling people to take vitamins, there are so many vitamins out there, unregulated, that we don't really know what milligrams you're getting. And so if somebody said, the government said to take zinc, and I did, I took my zinc, and now I have this issue, or I have this issue, or it didn't work, it's a mess trying to figure out which product, was the product properly formulated. It starts to open up a can of worms. And there hasn't been enough scientific evidence to say, if you take this much zinc, it works. And there should be those studies out there, but I don't think we have enough evidence for that. What we do know is, indirectly, those who are vitamin D deficient didn't do as well when it came to COVID. So if you're vitamin D deficient, quit being deficient and get yourself supplemented. So many times your doctor runs a blood test, finds you're low in vitamin D, and will prescribe for you either a daily or once a week dose. So even though the CDC may not recommend it, I'm recommending if you're low in vitamin D, get yourself on some vitamin D. The other thing I'm recommending is if you think you're low on vitamins, start eating some vegetables. Start eating some fruits and vegetables, at least 5 to 9, and they can't be all 9 fruits. You got to get your vegetables, your green leafy vegetables, because the other issue I have is we might talk about vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin E, but do we know all the millions of components in these vegetables? But we do know that people eating a healthy diet seem to do better and have a stronger immune system. So rather than going to the store and buying a bottle that's just vitamin C or a bottle that's just zinc, I would rather you get all the vitamins. Eat a green pepper. Eat a red pepper, not the spicy one, because I don't know if a lot of people could take the spice. Eat a banana. Eat the broccoli. Eat the spinach, as long as it doesn't mess with your coumadin and all that. But, you know, get the vegetables in. And what's really key is before you get sick. The problem is we all get sick, and I've done it too, and then I race to the store to try to fight it. But once you start to feel sick, the virus has already kind of taken over. Yes, you could maybe slow it down and prevent, hopefully, cytokine storm and things like that. But, you know, if you guys are worried about getting a virus, start eating good now. Start sleeping well now. Start hydrating now. Make this a daily thing. People eat like garbage, and then all of a sudden they get sick, and then they try to have a glass of orange juice. It doesn't work that way. Your body, it takes weeks, it takes months to develop an immune system. A strong one, which means months ahead of the curve, you need to be on it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. state-of-the-art capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. On Tuesday, the CDC recommendations for wearing face masks outdoors was revised. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in small crowds without masks outdoors. Johns Hopkins Hospital Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News, "We could have had this information made available to us a long time ago." As COVID-19 vaccinations are now widely available, the push is on to vaccinate folks. McCrary also saying we need to quit shaming unvaccinated Americans. USA Radio News. President Biden is tapping a man to lead an agency he once refused to work with.
President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. Gonzalez had been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. He also opposed legislation in Texas that would have required local law enforcement to determine the immigration status of individuals in their custody. If the Senate confirms Gonzalez, it would be the first time that the agency has had a Senate-confirmed director since January of 2017. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide today if schools can punish students for what they say off campus. The court will hear the case of a former Pennsylvania cheerleader who was kicked off her squad after giving the middle finger on Snapchat and using the F word. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Well, for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every year we hear somebody dies from being stung by a bee. And it's not necessarily an anaphylaxis or an allergy. Sometimes it's a heart attack. And we've spoken about how sometimes bee stings can cause heart attacks, and we'll talk about that in a few. So unfortunately what happened is on Monday, a Texas man in Texas, was it Breckenridge, Texas, told his wife he was going to mow the lawn. And the wife went to go get groceries. When she came back from going grocery shopping, she saw her husband completely covered in bees. And just trying to fight him off, yelling and screaming. She tries to get the bees off. He collapses. She tries to perform CPR. First responders come to the scene. They said they saw an aggressive swarm of bees. One of the firefighters takes off his bee protective outfit to cover the wife. get her to the hospital. They try to administer care to Tom. His name is Thomas Hicks. Unfortunately, he died of cardiac arrest. Hospital couldn't save him. And all he did was mow the lawn. Apparently, there was a hive stuck in a tree nearby. The hive did not like the sound of the lawnmower. It triggered the hive, or the bees in the hive, to then go and attack. Now remember, these bees, I think they were honeybees. I think there were about 60,000 of them. Bees are on big alert, because remember there was those Japanese murder hornets? And they make a rumbling kind of a, sound. I don't know what kind of sound they make. So unfortunately, these bees are kind of on high alert. So with these bees being on high alert, unfortunately, they looks like played offense. And so the Breckenridge Fire Department had to go around to the neighbors, telling them to kind of make sure they use low sound. In fact, how did they word this? They said they went door to door to advise people not to use outside noise-making equipment until bees could hive back up and calm down. Now, I don't know how long that takes, but I guess when you awaken the sleeping giant, those bees are all out and about. It takes a while for them to hive back up and say, all right, guys, let's just watch Netflix, right? Just everybody come back inside. Let's kind of do our thing. So there's been this sort of mantra, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. And as a kid, I was scared of bees because I heard that some kids could die if they got stung by a bee. Now, I've been stung by a bee once. I was okay. But that's the thing. You don't die of a bee sting or an anaphylactic reaction the first time. You have to make antibodies. Once those antibodies are primed, the next time I get stung, I could die. I have an EpiPen. It's not on me. I don't know where my EpiPen is. I have one, so that doesn't help. So if I'm running around outside, I can unfortunately get stung, and I'm screwed unless somebody else has an EpiPen. So we should walk around with an EpiPen. We really should. But bee stings, unfortunately, have been linked not only to anaphylaxis but to heart attacks. Apparently, in 2016, there was a man from India who died of cardiac arrest 3 weeks after being stung by 50 bees. Even though all the stingers were removed, he ended up getting Kunis syndrome. Now, we talked about Kunis syndrome. Kunis syndrome is where you get such an exaggerated histamine release from the bee sting that it actually causes vasospasm with the heart, with the arteries to the heart, such that you don't get good blood flow. And then, unfortunately, you could suffer from a heart attack. And if you don't get the blood flow to the muscle, heart stops beating, you go into cardiac arrest. So Kunis syndrome was first described in 1991 by researchers Kunis and Zavras. It was an acute coronary syndrome caused by an allergic or hypersensitivity reaction. So what happens is you have mast cells. Mast cells are part of the inflammatory response, your immune response. And when they pick up a foreign entity, they release histamine. And this histamine makes you sneeze, makes you cough, but unfortunately, it also, well, the reason why it does it is because if you breathe something in, it wants you to sneeze it out or cough it out. It's a defense mechanism. But unfortunately, sometimes these mediators could cause the vasospasm of the coronary arteries. People get a heart attack. They can even get a clot in their stents. And so Kunis syndrome obviously could be fatal. So, you know, we're talking about bees, and it's bee season, and I don't want to scare people. But the last thing I want is somebody who's avoided a heart attack by not having high cholesterol, by not having high blood pressure, and they end up getting a heart attack because they were stung by a bee. So, bee season. What do we do during bee season? I live in Nevada. We got bees. We get bees everywhere when there's flowers. Bees like blooming. Apparently, they have a lot of sex during the springs. They get busy. Very busy time for bees. About 7.5% of the population is severely allergic to bees. That's unfortunately a big amount. So what is it? What's going on? So bee venom is, you know, bees will sting you. They got a little stinger on their tushy. Bee venom is clear. But the venom is used for them to protect them if they feel threatened. There's proteins, enzymes in it. And what that venom particularly does is actually prevent one's blood from clotting. Now, most of the time, we don't die from a lack of being able to clot from a bee sting. We'll usually die of anaphylaxis or a heart attack or something like that. But its prey, if it does decide, I guess, to sting it, might bleed to death, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know how bees attack. Well, I know how the hornets attack. A hornet's would behead
bees. It's pretty bad. But for people to actually die of the venom, per se, I think it takes an average of 600 stings for an adult, a 90 stings for a kid. So, unfortunately, it's possible, but it needs a big dose, and you need to be stung by a lot. Now, the average hive has 60,000 bees. Getting stung 600 times could happen. So, what do you do if you get stung by a bee? Well, if it's mild, don't put ice on it. You want to clean the area. You want to maybe put a cool compress on it. I would also just reach out to your medical provider, because just in case you do start to have any sort of a reaction, they could guide you. If you forget what I tell you, I want to make sure you still at least reach out to a medical provider. Sometimes your allergic reaction could be delayed. But for mild bee stings, an antihistamine sometimes works. A little bit of corticosteroid cream, you know, like Cortade or cortisone might help. And for most bee stings, even though they hurt, they, you know, for the most part, people do well. If, however, you start having shortness of breath, or you have difficulty breathing, or you get dizzy, or you have a rapid heart rate, or you feel faint, or you get chest pain, abdominal pain, headache, vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, you get severe swelling of the lips, swelling of the arms, swelling of the leg, don't mess around. Don't wait for a Benadryl to kick in. You need to call 911. You need to get yourself to a hospital. So we definitely don't want anybody going there. So how do you avoid getting stung by a bee? All right? If you don't bug the bees won't bug you. It's true. You're playing soccer. You're hanging around. All the bees want to do is collect nectar. You know, they want to do and make the queen bee happy. That's what they're all about. But if they, though, think you're a source of nectar, they're going to come to you. So if you smell flowery or pretty, or if you have a name of Dahlia, Dahlia's a flower, bees like flowers. So if you got sugary drinks around you and perfume, they're going to be attracted to you. They're also going to be attracted to the pretty colors, the bright lights, bright colors. So you got to be careful with that. So usually we recommend, one is, I got stung by a bee because I stepped on one. Wear socks and shoes. Don't be barefoot. I was barefoot on a beach in the sand in Hawaii. I stepped on it. It hurt. I cussed. There were kids around. It was not a good scene. Wear long shirts, pants to cover your exposed skin. Avoid bright colors, more pale, non-vibrant, darker colors. And then you got to be careful of trees and things like that. Bees will hide. They'll build up their hive in areas, you know, where the house is or trees or things like that. And they will, you know, want to be away from predators or these nasty hornets or, you know, birds and other things that eat them. So you got to be very, very careful when you're told to clean. You know, family says, okay, hey, you got to clean up out there or go to the shed or go to, you know, there could be beehives hiding there. Bees are pretty smart. And if, God forbid, you are allergic, you want to have an EpiPen nearby. And EpiPen has epinephrine, intramuscular epinephrine, where you can, unfortunately, if you have to, just stab yourself with it through the clothes to stop an allergic reaction. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams, but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the questions on people's minds is, you know, not only where we go here with COVID, are we, you know, going to be able to overcome what's going on in India and Brazil and some of these other countries? Are we going to reach herd immunity? But another question that a lot of people have is, what happens when flu season comes? Are we going to, since we did this for COVID, if we get a bad flu season, are we going to be going through this every year? Are we going to have government officials take these steps, draconian steps, and make us lose our liberties every time they think there's a public health crisis?
You know, one of the reasons why we keep hearing how, you know, oh, climate change is a crisis, this is a crisis, this is a crisis. Because when you say it's a crisis, then people move. Unfortunately, it's still taken a while for anybody to say that the migrant issue at the border with kids coming who have no parents, yeah, no health care and, you know, no safety, they are not calling that a crisis. But when they call it a crisis, like climate change, they could get Congress and legislation to spend money and to do something about it. All right, so government gets to go into high gear if it's a crisis or it's a pandemic. Well, every year we see a flu pandemic. I mean, I don't know if you guys thought the same thing, but when I was seeing all the shutdowns and lockdowns and all these measures and, you know, hearing about arrests and hearing about, you know, people getting threatened that their restaurant couldn't open up or things like that, I'm like, wait a second, if you were doing this for COVID, does that mean every single flu season this happens again? So while we're asking ourselves whether it's COVID or any other virus, are we going to be at the mercy of the government making these rules again? Well, that'll depend on how the public reacts to those making the rules. If the public says, yay, well done, great job, approval, we love it, fuels government to do more. If the public says, oh, heck no, we're going to recall our governor, starts to kind of put into light it's not that popular. Governor Newsom, for example, been now, the recall effort has now, there's enough valid signatures to qualify for the ballot. So he is going to have to now deal with a recall election. And he might still win, but it sure made national attention that California, the most progressive state in the United States, one of the most progressive states in the United States, seems to have a pretty large population that's not too happy with what happened. Now, mind you, California has, what, 72, 75 million? There's apparently 1.6 million signatures. And most of the Californians I've talked to did not like the rules and did not like what happened. But, as we discussed, and it's not a very easy thing to say, but those who were able to work from home, still make money, liked their new work style, felt protected from COVID, they were supportive. They're like, this is kind of good. Those people who were really deathly scared of COVID, I mean, we are talking really, really scared, and I can understand that, seeing somebody die of COVID, they were also supportive. But the average person that got mild COVID or didn't get COVID, and the average person whose career and income and family was decimated by these rules, not too happy. So as a physician, I don't like how politicized public health gets. There's common sense measures. If it's flu season, be careful being indoors. I love Christmas parties. I love office Christmas parties. But they're a hotbed for getting the flu. You know, most of us get sick after a Christmas party because we're drinking, we're, you know, up late, we're dressed. Oh, it's just like New Year's, dressed in a hot dress, not, you know, very well clothed. We get cold, we drink, we don't eat too well, we got the flu. Happens all the time. And unfortunately, about 50,000 people on average die each year from the flu. So common sense is, come on, guys. You know, you could get sick, you could overwhelm the hospitals, you might die. Be careful. And that's kind of how we've done it. But because COVID took on a new twist, government took the liberties of, you know what, I think this means we need to shut down and we need to lock down. Now, if the American public never wants that happening again, they're going to have to be vocal. If the public liked it and said, good job, people. Good job. Thank you. You protected us. Then government will do it again. I mean, maybe if Ebola comes. Ebola scares me. If there's Ebola, heck yeah, I'm pulling my kids out of school. Yeah, I'm bunkering down. With COVID, I don't want my kids to get COVID. I'm nervous about it, but they got to still go to school. They have to still meet somebody. They still have to get married. They got to have, you know, children. They have to still live. So right now, organizers of the recall effort against California Governor Newsom have collected enough valid signatures to qualify for the ballot. Now, remember, they had to get more than the 1.5 million needed because if any of them were deemed invalid, I mean, notice how with the ballots, nobody really wanted to, you know, go through each and every one. But when it comes to this, everything's being gleaned and looked at. But apparently they have enough. And the people of California, quote, have done what the politicians thought would be impossible. According to Orrin Heatley, a retired county sheriff sergeant who launched a recall effort, our work is just beginning. Now the real campaign is about to commence. So he spearheaded the signature collection effort that began last June, picked up momentum in the fall as frustration over Newsom's coronavirus-related actions, and then they now have enough signatures to deem it valid. Actually, they have over 100,000 more than is required. People who signed the petitions now have 30 days to withdraw their signatures, though it's unlikely enough will do so to stop the question from going to voters. So then, if that's the case, I believe in November, they will then vote for a new governor. I believe Newsom would probably still be voted back in, but and Caitlyn Jenner is running for office as a Republican. So there's going to be probably even more people wanting to run. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, I believe John Cox might run as well. But from a health standpoint, a medical standpoint, for those of us that are concerned about the liberties government took, whether you're Democrat or Republican, what happens to Newsom or this process is going to be very historical. Even if Newsom wins, if there is a turnout and if there is such a passion that is visualized throughout the country of Californians who were furious, and Newsom might be going, oh, look, I was trying to protect everybody. And if people were like, we don't want your protection, that does send a message throughout the country. And I know people are worried about what's going to happen to the election. You know, could there be fraud? Could there be, again, what the campaign I'm under the impression is doing is not just about the election, but about making noise that we want a choice and if we get to work. No American has ever had to witness being told in this modern day that they couldn't go to work and they couldn't feed their family. And if they attempted to do it, they would be in trouble. That scares people. Even some of the people that did get to have a cush at-home job. That's a little scary. I was scared. Thank God I'm a doctor and I'm in the media, so I got to still work. But if somebody told me I couldn't work, and I'm a workaholic, even if I had government money coming in, I'm a workaholic. I'm like, you're telling me I can't work? I can't still keep the relationship up with my patients? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.